Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. For the next 120 minutes, I will be your almost humble host. Get ready for one of the more unique experiences on live radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing, and we have no idea what's going to happen. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, or also known as Theology and the Three Stooges. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day, also known as DDDs. Personal revelations of my life's insanities. That's when I review the crazy things that's happened to me. Spiritual observations that may prove I need glasses. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't. And here's why.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
That's what I said. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? You just don't understand the concept of bribery. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Have you checked out the newspaper? Have you looked at Revelation? Have you looked at Matthew 24? Have you looked at 1 Thessalonians 4? Have you done it? We're also asking you, do you have any prayer requests? Or any praise reports? No, I mean it. Do you have any prayer requests that you want to bring before the Lord or any praise reports? If you do, call us at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. We've developed a new thing on the show. It's called sound effects, and they're placed at the wrong time and have nothing to do with the show.
Here I come to save the day.
That means that Mighty Mouse is on the way.
Thank you very much. What are we doing? We're living life as a Christian, doing that thing. He's taking your phone calls and more. Compelling monologues, riveting interviews, fascinating callers are still nowhere around this show. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, my, oh my, oh my.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? California Mentors Family Home Agency is seeking loving families with an available room in their home to share their lives with an adult with special needs. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com.
If you're self-employed, own a small business, or invest in real estate, you're probably just disgusted with the amount of taxes you have to pay each year. Hey, Mark Larson here. You don't even want to think about the subject till next year, right? Well, if you don't act now, you're going to pay the same high taxes again next year. Talk to my friends at Jennings Tax Law. You start with the amount you feel is fair and reasonable. Doug looks at the tax code, designs an ironclad strategy to achieve that goal from the bottom up. Doug always says people don't plan to fail, they fail to plan. He can cut your taxes as much as half if you learn the strategies you need to put in place now. So call and schedule your complete consultation today. It's complimentary consultation. And by the way, Doug will probate proof your living trust because they've changed the rules on that governmentally in recent years. So bring in your living trust. Let Doug review that for free as well. Call 858-457-1224. 858-457-1224. Jennings Tax Law, because it's not what you make, it's what you keep. 858-457-1224.
Hi, this is Randy Bishop, CEO of Varango Solar. Did you know power bills are expected to increase 40% in the next 5 years? That's why I founded Varango Solar and why I'm so proud. We are now the number one residential solar installer in Southern California. We make it easy for homeowners to save thousands on their electric bills. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call. We'll pull up a satellite image of your roof and tell you right there on the phone if you can switch to solar with no money out of pocket. There are no upfront costs. Because with Varango, you don't pay for the solar panels, you pay for the solar power at a lower rate than your electric utility charges you. And if Varango can't save you money, we won't take your business. You can go solar for zero down. Like Ed Asner says, Varango really has made going solar a no-brainer.
Call Varango Solar at 800-539-0600. A 5-minute phone call could save you thousands on your electric bills. 800-539-0600. That's 800-539-0600.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
It's a no-brainer.
Would you consider serving God and country? See if you qualify for a position as an Army chaplain or chaplain assistant.
I'm Chaplain Mike Shelton. I was formerly a pastor of a church, but found my true calling as a minister for the Army. I joined a year before 9/11. Little did I know that a year later, my unit would be one of the first units to be deployed to Afghanistan, and I would be one of the first chaplains to be boots on the ground. I went from soldier to soldier, providing words of encouragement, guidance, and prayer. One soldier in particular looked to me to help him find faith he otherwise didn't have. At that moment, my purpose was never clearer: to give my fellow soldiers a source of faith, community, and strength to stay the mission.
Call Chaplain Brian Seidel at 818-481-6769. You heard a higher calling. Now discover your mission. Call 818-481-6769. 818-481-6769.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. That music specifically for tonight's finale of 24. I will tell you right now, Robo Producer is one of his favorite shows of all time.
No, it is my favorite show of all time.
All right, let me give that sponsorship, make sure we get our people taken care of, which is Tom and Brittany, especially because they're going to be here Friday, so we don't want to mess up the read when we do Tom and Brittany.
Friday?
Yeah, Friday. They're coming Friday. Current Solar Contracting is sponsoring this segment right now. Current Solar Contracting, that's Tom and Brittany. That's when they come in. See, Tom doesn't like to talk on the air. Brittany laughs when she gets nervous. And then Mike came on, and he did a really good job, actually. Current Solar Contracting has been family-owned and operated for over 20 years. What I do like is they do have this really, you know, I've seen people into customer service. They're really into customer service. I mean, they are like, you know, unprecedented level of satisfaction for their services. They are like, yeah, got to be happy. People got to be happy. They have a ton of referrals and friends. Everybody's got that. That's not what's important. You know what's important? They can save you money. That's important. No, they're not going to save you money and them just lose money. That's not how business works. They're going to make money. They're just not going to make their whole monthly nut off of you. That's the key. Now, here's another thing to understand. They're not so big that they forget your name. They're not so small they can't get the job done. What they're going to do is help you lower your electric bill, and they'll be able to tell you for free if that will work for you or not. Just that simple. You call 619-272-0303. That's 619-272-0303. Okay, that's the phone number. 619-272-0303. Or go to currentsd.com. That's currentsd.com. You can go there, get the information off the website. Really, you want to call them, you want to talk to Brittany, you want them to come to your house. They can save you from about $150, $200 to $1,000 a month, depending on how big your electric bill is. They will let you know if they can do it for free. Free. That's the price. Free. 619-272-0303. Okay? You think people got that? You think they're getting that? You think they're understanding
pretty
that?
Clear. Pretty clear as crystal.
It's like, yeah, just trying to keep everybody current. See? Current Solar Contracting. See?
Very
like
nice.
There you go. Thank you. All right. So we're going to open this show up a little differently than we've done other shows. I don't even know. You know what? I don't actually even know what that means. How are we going to open this?
We're going to do something coherent.
I guess we're going to just keep the same old theme going then, because it's not any more coherent than anything else. Here's the bottom line. We have a question that I want you to call in and answer from, give an answer to. It's a yes or no question, so it's not complex. It's up to you to call in. You have to be brave enough to pick up the phone, not ignorant enough to dial the phone while you're driving with you don't have a Bluetooth. That's not a good idea. You can't be texting. You have to pick up the phone in a proper manner. If you want to respond to this, here's the question of the day. I got a question of the day, right? I'm going to run through it. I'm going to do this almost every intro. I'm bringing this question up. It's an amazing little story, and I want people's response. I want a yes or no. Here it is. Is a digital Bible less holy?
No.
Let me finish this. Is a digital Bible less holy? U.S. officials increasingly sworn in on tablets. It's the wave of the future. Recently tapped United States Ambassador to Switzerland swore in last month with her hand not on a paper Bible, but on top of a Kindle. All right. But there's some people in the religious community, and it doesn't identify who it is, by the way. Some people in the religious community, oh, and this part does, says there's an inherent respect given to the print version of the Bible that doesn't attach itself to a Kindle or an iPad, says a professor out of Southern Baptist Theological Seminary. Because the Bible is nothing else, it is a holy book to Christians, and it is the Word of God. If you have a digital device, it may contain the Bible, but it might also contain other things. So what he's saying is, while it might contain the Bible, there's other applications or programs that go along with that, and thereby he's not sure that it's holy or less holy. So this is the question of the day. We're going to ask it all show long. So if you're like, I don't really want to answer that question, well, then don't answer the question. But if you want to, you can. 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. You do not have to defend your position. I just want to know what you think. Is a digital Bible less holy? Is a digital Bible less holy than a regular Bible? Okay, so like I went to church the other day, and some people were using their cell phones, and on the cell phone is the app, and most people know what that, there's that Bible app that you click on. It's got, it has like 100 versions on it or something, and some of those apps, they actually read the Bible to you, and they have Bible studies and calendar reads and so on and so forth, but there's other things on the phone. Is that less holy than a Bible? You know? Now, it is true that if you're in a spiritual situation, like let's say you're going to be menacing to a demon, that holding up your phone might not be as cool as a black Bible. Okay, like I could actually buy into that program. But the question is a digital Bible less holy than a print Bible? So your vote right away is no. Is that correct?
Oh, pick me. Oh, I know. Me.
Okay, fine.
Actually, Dave, it's some of it's kind of traditional, too. I think that, you know, when you're being sworn in, something like that, I think the tradition is in itself sacred. And so I think it kind of is a slap on the face to say, hey, it's whether there's something else on the device or not. You just need to go old school, and you need to just keep it with the traditional black or whatever color Bible you're going to be bringing.
Okay, so you think that in some traditional cases, the Bible should still be used.
When it comes to sacrament and stuff like that, you got to use the real thing.
Okay, but if you're just reading daily, like if you're at work and you want to read your Bible,
if you want to read your Bible at church, I think there's no problem with pulling it up on a phone or a tablet. That's fine.
Okay, so the question is a digital Bible less holy than a print Bible? You know, I just got to be honest with you. There was a movement afoot in the late 70s. To define, I'm not kidding, I know you, people are going to think I'm kidding, I'm not kidding, that if the Bible was not black in its covering, like if it was, it could be red for women, black for men kind of thing, but if you had like a brown one or something, that was not okay. There were definite Christian groups that thought that that was the case.
Oh, mine's red and gray, they wouldn't like me.
Yeah, well, I don't know if that has to do with your Bible. But I see what you're saying. Here's the question. Is the digital Bible less holy than a regular Bible? Call 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473.
Again, I don't think it's less holy. I just think there's a time and a place.
Well, here's the thing. If you call in and give an answer and you have a good answer and you want to go on the air, we have a free gift for you. So it's kind of like one of those things. Like, you got to think that through. Ooh. You can just call and say, yes, it's less holy. No, it's less holy. But if you have an answer and you kind of want to share it, you can win a gift.
Ooh. I don't even know what this gift is.
I know.
Shared.
I haven't even told you. Digital Bible, less holy or not less holy? That's going to be the question of the day. You have to think that through. You got to kind of process that answer. I will tell you, we've got some stories coming up that I think, now we've been doing the show, we've had over 800 shows and we've done over 20 months worth and so on and so forth. We have absolutely a story coming up around the 2:30 mark that is probably the dumbest story we've ever done on the show. And do you know how far we have to go to get there? When I say the dumbest possible story ever, keep in mind we've done stories about politicians wanting to put park benches on the moon, right? Captain Crunch defined as not actually a captain, which, while dumb, was still entertaining. So we've got a story that's going to outrank all of them that has to do with Jurassic Park. You're never going to believe the story.
I'm hooked already.
It's unbelievable. It might be one of the most incredible stories of all time. Before we get, well, it's certainly on the dumb scale. Before we get there, is a digital Bible less holy? Is it less holy? Is it not less holy? Does it matter? Robo producers coming in and saying, well, it depends. It's, if it's a sacrament, it should be used. The written Bible should be used, an actual Bible. The question is a digital Bible less holy? Primarily because there's other things, like in a phone, there's other things in a phone, other apps.
Kevin Davis from Coffee with Kevin has a comment from the Peanut Gallery.
Kevin Davis, please, by all means, we respect your opinion most every other day.
I think it's at least on the same level as the anime Bible that I saw in the bookstore recently.
The anime Bible.
Yes.
You want to expound upon that?
It was manga, I guess, since it's not animated, since it was drawings. It was the manga action Bible.
So it's at least as holy as that.
Yes.
Okay. It's at least as holy as that. Here's what we're going to do. We've got people calling in. Why? Why not? Have fun. It's Monday. You might as well enjoy your Monday. Really? The anime Bible? Really? The action figure one? Call in. If you've got a good thing to say, share it. We're going to come back to you. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, digital Bible, less holy or not?
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Right now, you or someone you love can experience the best of independent senior living for active seniors at Monte Vista Village Senior Living Community, and you can do it for half price. You heard that right. Right now, KPRZ is teaming up with Monte Vista Village to offer a new resident a one-bedroom apartment at half price for their entire first year of living. This includes three meals a day, light housekeeping, transportation, plus tons of activities like Tai Chi, pedaling, or Function Fit classes. Each resident lives in a cottage-style apartment building opening to an outdoor patio and beautifully manicured private grounds and gardens. Just 10 minutes east of downtown San Diego, Monte Vista Village offers access to everything needed, all within a breathtaking garden setting with extraordinary common areas and amenities. But there's only one spot left, so call today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Experience the best of independent senior living at half price. Call Monte Vista Village and mention their half price deal today. 619-465-1331.
Doesn't the sound of no monthly mortgage payments give you a sense of financial peace of mind? How about being able to convert the equity in your home into tax-free cash? It almost sounds too good to be true, right? Well, Mark Larson here. For years, I've told you about the reverse mortgage. No better way to fund your longevity than with this loan of opportunity. Now, there are changes coming, but if we act today, no need to worry about those changes. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, call my friend Mehran Aram, president and CEO of Aramco, the Aramco Group, and he's one of a handful of certified reverse mortgage professionals in the nation. You're invited to join him and Aramco at the beautiful Tom Hams Lighthouse in San Diego, July 17th, 6 p.m. for the next free dinner workshop. Don't put this off. Redefine your retirement today. Call 866-611-30, 866-611-30, or aramco.biz. Purchase, refinance, reverse. That's the Aramco Group. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco.
DRE number 01853626 and MLS number 277316.
Are you in need of additional monthly income or fast cash for financial burdens? Well, Tom Cantor, host of the Friendship with God radio program on KPRZ, who's the scientist and CEO of Scantibodies Biologics, has opened in El Cajon, California, one of the largest and most state-of-the-art plasma donation centers in the world, right here at First and Broadway in El Cajon. You can easily get over $400 your first month of donating and over $5,200 your first year. Plasma's as easy as giving blood and helps to save lives. To schedule your first visit today and start donating plasma, call us at 619-440-0283. That's 619-440-0283. Or go to donateplasmanow.com. That's donateplasmanow.com for more information. Get that fast cash you need. Donate plasma today. Call us at 619-440-0283.
This is Wise Counsel with attorney Larry Copenbarger.
So many Christians tell me that they are worried about their financial future. We all want to be good stewards, but often get lost in the process. At our law firm, business and family estate planning are really a way of providing peace of mind. Others have a will or trust in place, but these are disconnected from the other pieces of their financial life. See what a difference a multidimensional team approach can make for you. You really can get your financial house in perfect order. Call me. Let's sit down and take care of everything for you.
Call and arrange your meeting with Larry Copenbarger. The Copenbargers have dedicated their lives to the service of God's people. They'll help you put your financial house in order with God's kingdom in mind. Call 888-738-3184. 888-738-3184. Learn more at LarryCopenbarger.com. Call 888-738-3184.
At Lexus El Cajon, they are tagging them all. All vehicles will be clearly marked during the red, white, and ready to roll sales event. Shop and compare and find out why Lexus El Cajon delivers just minutes away from Mission Valley. Go to LexusElCajon.com.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We've got a couple of people that are on the line that are hanging out. We appreciate that. The first caller is Vicky. Vicky, are you there with us?
Hi, David. Yes, I am here.
How are you doing? Now, first of all, you don't know this yet, but you're going to win three different books, a CD, and a DVD or something. You're winning like five prizes just for calling in. Is that nice? That's not too bad, huh?
Thank you very much.
All right. Talk to me about the digital Bible. Less holy, more holy, same as holy, unholy, Swiss cheese holy. What do we got?
It's the same as holy, as long as it's a good interpretation and it hasn't been added to. I think that anybody arguing that it's less holy, it would strictly be a matter of opinion. And one could argue that suppose a digital version reads back, so it does become the spoken word rather than just written, whether on paper or digital. And somebody who wants to learn from that method, it's no different than the Bible times. So I think to argue that it's less holy really is a moot point. Yeah, I think it's a matter of opinion. I know what I prefer, and the opposite of that is I know what the younger generation is being raised on and prefers, and what they're able to make operate very quickly. So if they're able to access it quicker, faster, better online, pastors are, it's just a younger generation, any kind of scholar, teachers, it's, and unbelievers, it's very accessible on the web. So whether it's Kindle, iPhone, any version, I think it's just the same amount of holiness.
Wow, very good for you, Vicky. So one thing you brought up that was good is like it does depend on the translation. Like we're not talking about a paraphrase. We're talking about something that's an actual translation. And then you're talking about it being quality. And I like what you brought up, that in some of those technological elements, they can read it to you even while you're driving or whatever. Hence, you can get to kind of a bonus of hearing the Word of God as well as reading it. So that's a pretty good bonus for most people.
Good point. And what you mentioned, say you're driving and listening to a CD rather, or Bible on cassette. Was that argued that those weren't as holy as a written Bible?
There you go. Good job, Vicky. Way to step up to the plate. Here's what's going to happen. We're going to have our receptionist, quote, office coordinator, Brittany, give you a call and coordinate for the gifts and you to make a merger. And I want to thank you for calling the show. I appreciate it, and then ask you to keep on listening and let people know.
Thank you, and thank you for your show, David.
All
we
right.
appreciate you.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Vicky. Okay. All right, so next we have Ron. Is that right? Ron, are you on the phone with us?
Yes, I am, Dave.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, sir. How about you?
I'm doing excellent. I mean, it's Monday. Sometimes Monday takes me a little while to get going, and it's a little cloudier than I'd prefer, but it's better than living in Cleveland. That's kind of my theory on that. So talk to me about this digital Bible, and I want to let you know, you too as well. Vicky just came in, gave her answer, and it's not a right or wrong. I'm just getting people's feedback. But because you called in, you are receiving 5 different gifts that our office manager is going to call you back and coordinate for you to get. And there's a couple of really fascinating books, some CDs, and a DVD. So I think you're going to be pretty happy with that. And that's just for participating. So I want to let you know I appreciate that.
Awesome. Thank you, sir.
All right. Talk to me.
I would like to say that I do enjoy your show. I'm working during the day and have my radio on while I'm at my desk. And so I listen to you pretty much. And I just want to say that I really enjoy your show.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
All right. Okay, now to answer the question, the lady ahead of me, she did an excellent job bringing out a lot of points. And the only point I wanted to make was I don't think it makes a difference because the power is in the Word, you know. And, number one, it is important the translation has to be, translated correctly, whatever. But I believe the power is in the Word of God, you know. And, if God can speak through a donkey, if God can speak through, anything, the technology would not hinder the power of God's Word flowing and getting its effect, you know.
No, that's a great point. And I'll tell you something that you just made me think of, and I'll just get your feedback on this real quickly. But between the time that Jesus taught and the time the actual Gospels were written was a period of time. In other words, Jesus taught, resurrected, the ascension took place, the things in Acts started taking place. They didn't already have, in Acts chapter 3, all the Gospels written out. I mean, that's not what happened. So there was a period of time of transitioning called textual criticism where it moves from what Jesus taught into the actual Gospels themselves, and that certainly seemed to be valid in establishing the early church.
Mm-hmm. I do agree with that. I do believe that God is powerful enough to get the right, translation to us in this day and time. He's the author and the finisher, and our time has not, got caught God by surprise. So the technology has not caught God by surprise. I do believe that, the power is in God's word, and the scripture says that his word goes forth and it would not come back void. I believe, the word of God is always sent out, and it's sent out on an assignment to affect and change lives.
Yeah, that's great. Excellent answer. You did a great job on that. And that's thoughtful. And I like what you're saying. Hey, it's the word of God. It's the power of God itself. It's the breath of God. And if that comes through a device, or that comes through oral communication of the gospel, or if that comes through the written word, that's the bottom line. The bottom line is it's the gospel, and in it is the power of God, not us or our presentation.
Yeah,
that's a good job. Good job, Ron. All right, so what we're going to do is have our gal at the front coordinate to get you these gifts. And I appreciate you listening to the show, and I ask you to keep on listening and let people know.
Yes, sir. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, brother. All right, so by way of exit, we're going to do this one thing. I want to read this one thing because Ohio State, Ron chimed in. What? We've had a lot more responses than anything else. We've had like 6
Ron
responses.
Ron chimes in when his sports teams aren't doing well.
We won't talk about that. What do you mean? He's got to be the happiest guy in the world. LeBron James going to Cleveland.
That's all that matters. Basketball
okay.
Right now.
Here's what Ron wrote. It's actually pretty good, so I'm going to read it. Which
wow.
is amazing. I know.
Impressed, Ron.
I'm thinking he must have went to class to write this email, because it couldn't have come any other way. Here's what Ron wrote when the question asked, is a digital Bible less holy? Ron's response, no Bible, digital or printed or otherwise, is holy at all. It is God's word, but the book, device, or the et cetera is just that. It's if the object were holy, that would be a cause of adultery. In other words, idolatry. In other words, Ron's saying is it's God's word itself, not the vehicle necessarily that is coming through. And while one can make an argument, well, we're supposed to be holy, we are holy, but by the redeeming work of Jesus Christ. So if you're looking to be the perfect person and then you get to preach, you're in the wrong.
Ron, I heard
Christian
you say adultery.
Planet. What's it? Idolatry.
Thank you.
Idolatry. Did I say adultery?
You said adultery.
Oh, it's just the way I sound because I'm from Detroit. Stop whining.
Well, I'm not whining. I'm just from LA.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to tell you what. When we come back, we've got the story No, when I say we're going to keep on doing the poll. Because those guys just won 5 gifts apiece, like $100 worth of gifts, which is kind of cool. But this story I'm going to tell you, this story is the dumbest story I have ever heard. It's so dumb, it's wonderful. How about that? You like that? Good. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, well, you know, we just do more and more and more and more. We'll be right back.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
At Lexus El Cajon, they are tagging them all. All vehicles will be clearly marked during the red, white, and ready to roll sales event. Shop and compare and find out why Lexus El Cajon delivers. Just minutes away from Mission Valley, go to LexusElCajon.com.
Are you paying over $200 or more a month in utility bills? Oh, that's gotta hurt. How would you like to pay less than $30 a month instead? Sounds a lot better, doesn't it? And how would you like to find out without it costing you a single penny? Can you relate to the high cost of utility bills like I can? And are you looking for some answers? Let's cut to the chase. Current Solar Contracting is a family-owned and operated business for over 20 years. Current Solar Contracting will not rest until they bring you an absolutely amazing level of satisfaction for their services. Current Solar Contracting will help you lower your electric bill. They have a ridiculous amount of referrals and friends, and Current Solar Contracting wants to do business directly with you and not just send you to a call center. Here's an order number. Well, that's good. Call 619-272-0303. That's 619-272-0303, or visit currentsd.com and get a free monitoring system when you do an installation and mention KPRZ.
My name is Frank St. John, and I am a resident at Genesis Recovery. The morning of August 12th, 2013, I got on my knees and asked God to help. 3 hours later, I ended up at Genesis Recovery, broken, ready to surrender my life to God. Genesis Recovery offered a chance to put discipline back into my life, to set aside my selfish ways, to release me from the bondage of the drugs and alcohol addiction that I have been in for the last 20 years of my life. By the grace of God, I am able to see my children today. I am able to share my testimony with them.
Genesis Recovery is here to serve those who are enslaved by drugs and alcohol. If you or a loved one is struggling with addiction, you need to make this call. It could save their life. Call Genesis Recovery today at 619-797-7319. That's 619-797-7319. Or go to genesisrecoverysandiego.com.
I'm Nicole Sanders, and I'm a cash call mortgage agent. I love my job because I do a ton of loans and save my customers a ton of money. Customers like Jim.
I figured I could refinance and save money, but I kept procrastinating. Finally, I called 866-590-CASH, and in about 5 minutes, Nicole told me how much I could save and how easy the process would be. Best of all, their fee was less than $500.
Because we do so many mortgages, we charge just $495 to close any loan, anytime. And our rates can be much lower than what you've got now. Like today's 30-year fixed at 4.125% rate, 4.148 APR.
Cash Call is saving me big bucks every month, plus I pulled $100,000 cash out of my house. I should have called sooner.
I helped Jim, and I'd like to help you too. Call us at 866-590-CASH. That's 866-590-CASH.
Cash Call, Inc. Equal housing lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lender Law License Number 603-8780. NMLS Number 38512.
How do you navigate from the here and now to the then and there? We all know that death is inevitable and that financial decisions and hardships often arise. These decisions must be made for your family. But what about your church, the place where you find peace, comfort, and love? Is your church prepared for when your pastor moves on or financial hardships hits them? Let the good people at the La Jolla Gateway team of Thrive and Financial show you how your church can implement a plan with little or no cost. Doesn't your church family deserve the same thoughtful consideration and planning as your family? To learn more about KPRZ Project 2100, go to kprz.com or contact Ruth Puentes at 858-455-5227. That's 858-455-5227. KPRZ Project 2100, Thrive and Financial. Planning and peace of mind for tomorrow.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our good friends Eric and Ingrid Holloway. Let's just remember, new roof construction, old roof replacements or repairs, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter? It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter? No, it doesn't matter. Why not? They got you covered. ExcaliburRoofing.com is the website. 760-743-8803. You know, one time I'm going to do that 760, but I'm not going to go 760 because I'm not sure what that is. Because I go 760-743-8803. I don't get it. Anyway, remember, all their estimates are free. If there's any roofing issues at all, you want to contact them, check out their website, excaliburroofing.com. And remember what Eric said, if you don't have an inspection on your roof, how do you know there's a roof problem? If the wall falls down and crushes your big screen TV, you got a roof problem. 760-743-8803, excaliburroofing.com. You like that? That's a good one. By the way, congratulations to Vicky and to Ron. Now, we added it up, so I was incorrect about my amounts. Vicky has won a total of about $90 worth of gifts, and Ron won about $79 or $80 worth. I think hers is like $10 more. And so people that are calling in, we're giving like multiple gifts, like a CD, a DVD movie, and different books just for participating. And the question that we're asking people, is a digital Bible less holy than a print Bible? That's the question that we've been asking people, just in case you want to know. 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. We're going to be asking this question throughout the show. We even have guests coming on at 3 o'clock. We're still going to be asking the question, is a digital Bible less holy than a print Bible? You can just call and say yes or no, but if you want to get on the air and share why you think so, you'll have a chance to win a multitude of gifts, manifold of gifts, many-sided, manifold. 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. I am not telling you what the gifts are, but I can tell you they will be very happy. All right, folks, I've been waiting to set this one up just for a little while. Again, the question of the day is, a digital Bible less holy than a print Bible? Yes or no? So when people are in the church and they use their phones, is that less holy than when you have your Thompson Chain Reference Bible with the black leather? That's all I'm asking. I've got a story, though, that we're going to go to. So if you want to call in, 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. Are you ready, Robo Producer, for what I consider to be the single dumbest story we have ever told on the show?
Dave, I've been ready for the last 3 minutes and you just refuse to get to the story. So out with it already.
Out with it, man.
Out with the story now.
Out with it, man. Okay.
Okay. I got to do this carefully.
Uh-oh. Facebook users.
What user?
Facebook users are outraged with Steven Spielberg for killing this triceratops. There is a picture with Steven Spielberg and a gun next to a dead dinosaur. And it was put out, it's a prop from Jurassic Park. It's a dinosaur. And it's a little jest, like a little blurb as a joke. From that picture, ladies and gentlemen, Steven Spielberg received thousands of comments. I just want you to hear this. Steven Spielberg received thousands of comments about what a terrible person he is because he was involved in the shooting of that dinosaur. No, you think I'm kidding? You are wrong. Steven Spielberg has gotten thousands of comments on Facebook saying what a bad person he is for shooting the dinosaur from the Jurassic Park movie. Can I just quote to you a couple of things? I don't care who he is, he should not have shot that animal, one person responded. Steven Spielberg, I am disappointed in you. I'm not watching any of your movies again, animal killer. Disgraceful, one person wrote. The next person wrote, no wonder dinosaurs have become extinct. Sickos like this kill every last one of them as soon as they are discovered. He should be in prison. Ladies and gentlemen, these are people that saw a picture of Steven Spielberg with a gun next to a prop from Jurassic Park, a dead dinosaur prop, and these people all wrote in, and they were furious that Steven Spielberg shot a dinosaur. You know, I'm not sure where to go with this, because the bottom line is, A, it's a prop. B, it's a dinosaur. C, every person that made a comment needs therapy. Two words for you. Therapy. So, Robo Producer, I know that you've been busy on the phone, so it's not nothing you can do about that. But I think this one is just absolutely my favorite comment of all. Seeing Steven Spielberg next to an animal, a prop animal, a dinosaur, with a gun, and the person said this. No wonder dinosaurs became extinct. Sickos like this kill every last one of them as soon as they are discovered. He should be in prison. Ladies and gentlemen, I submit to you in the humblest of spirits that anybody who commented to Steven Spielberg shooting a dinosaur with a gun is in deep need of help. That, I'm going to go with that. I'm going to go with that. All right, let's bring on one caller in response to that. Let's bring on, is Mary first then? Is that correct? Mary, are you there with us?
I'm here.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. I was cracking up over your dinosaur.
I know. It's like the guy takes a picture with a prop and people are like, no wonder dinosaurs are extinct. I'm not sure what to say.
I think therapy was good.
That's the best of all. All right, is a digital Bible less holy than a print Bible?
No, it is no less holy, because there will come a time when we won't have Bibles if we are left behind. And it says in the Bible that we will hide his words in our hearts. So if you don't have a Bible, but you have God's word in your heart, does that make it less holy?
Wow. No. Good for you, Mary. That's a good one right there. Does it make it less holy if it's in your heart? Good. That's a good response.
Well, I mean, I don't want anybody putting their hand on my heart, but I have to agree with Robo Producer that when it comes to coronations, anything that has to do with taking an oath, yes, it should be something you can place your hand on that others will acknowledge as a Bible. And if you place your hand on a laptop or an iPod, people are going to go, yeah, right.
So you like the traditional part of it. I mean, there's a part of the tradition that you like in the sense of, you know, when you're doing ceremony, some kind of presentation, demonstration, offering or whatever, you like the traditional part of it. But by and large, what you're saying is, yeah, but that doesn't, it's, the Bible's not less holy if it's in a, if it's in an iPad or if it's in a phone or something like that.
That is very true.
Okay.
It is no less holy.
Great job there, Mary. That was a great job. I want to tell you, you did an excellent job. Thank you very much. I thank you for calling the show. Do me a favor. Keep listening and tell people about it. We're going to have somebody contact you, and then they'll set up to coordinate for you to get your prizes, okay?
Perfect. I listen to you every day.
Oh, I thank you so much for that. I really do appreciate that so much. Let people know.
I appreciate you. All right. Thank you.
God bless you. All right, ladies.
Bye-bye.
That was Mary. Great job with Mary. Now, we're going to not take our normal break quite yet because Robo Producer needs a little more time, so we're going to try and help out, so I think we can do that. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take the next caller, if that's all right with Robo Producer. I think the next caller, is it Vernice? Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
How you doing, Vernice? How are you?
I'm blessed. How are you?
I'm doing terrific. I'm still recovering from the story about people thinking that when Steven Spielberg took the photo with a dinosaur, that the people thought the photo was real. I'm still working through that process. Yeah, that's a little weird to me. Talk to me. Yeah, talk to me about Digital Bible. Less holy or not less holy?
It's not less holy, but in the minds of man, because they've been over so many years so used to everything being script and written down. Because, you know, when Jesus spoke, he spoke to the people. They didn't write anything down, but the disciples, the apostles remembered and made, they did write things down, I'm sure, and kept record. But the thing is, now we're so used to everything being written. When you go to school, you read textbooks, you learn things by books, education is in the books. Well, the Bible, thank God that it is written, because we wouldn't have all the information if it had not been written. So I think it's nothing holy about these types of gadgets that we use to get the information from. And it's the word in our heart, and it's meditating on the word day and night and knowing the word, because the day will come that we may not have a Bible, and we may not have the cell phones and the iPods either, but we need to know the word so that we know how to walk before men. And I'm excited, because this is a good question. I'm glad that you asked that, because I had a discussion with my husband about it, and I said, I don't think that it's supposed to be considered as a holy book. It is a holy book. It says Holy Bible, but the book itself, if you can't take it and lay it on anyone and be healed because you lay it on them. You speak the word that's written in the book, and people can be healed, they can be delivered, they can be saved, set free, and all of those things, just by the written word itself. So it's speaking word that's holy. But the written word, the power is in the word that you speak.
Gotcha.
The paper is written on. Amen.
That's good. That's good. See, and that's an important part of it, because understanding that first of all, a lot of people say, well, you know, they got a Bible, it's holy. Hey, if that Bible sits in a living room and it's never read and nobody ever reads it, not that holy, because it's not doing
that's
anybody
right.
any good. So come on.
That's right.
It's got to have some kind of application to it. So nice job on that. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to have our gal at the front. She's going to contact you, and we're going to give you these different gifts. There's going to be four or five little gifts for you for calling up the show and participating. So I want to let you know how much I appreciate that, and make sure to tell people to listen to the show.
I will, and I appreciate your show. I listen to you every day.
Oh, thanks so much. That's really sweet of you. I appreciate it. God bless you.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we're going to have to recover on the Steven Spielberg story. Don't go anywhere.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? California Mentors Family Home Agency is seeking loving families with an available room in their home to share their lives with an adult with special needs. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com.
If you're self-employed, own a small business, or invest in real estate, you're probably just disgusted with the amount of taxes you have to pay each year. Hey, Mark Larson here. You don't even want to think about the subject till next year, right? Well, if you don't act now, you're going to pay the same high taxes again next year. Talk to my friends at Jennings Tax Law. You start with the amount you feel is fair and reasonable. Doug looks at the tax code, designs an ironclad strategy to achieve that goal from the bottom up. Doug always says people don't plan to fail, they fail to plan. He can cut your taxes as much as half if you learn the strategies you need to put in place now. So call and schedule your complete consultation today. It's complimentary consultation. And by the way, Doug will probate-proof your living trust because they've changed the rules on that governmentally in recent years. So bring in your living trust. Let Doug review that for free as well. Call 858-457-1224. 858-457-1224. Jennings Tax Law, because it's not what you make, it's what you keep. 858-457-1224.
This summer, Permodontics is making it even easier to get the smile of your dreams. Tired of living with missing or decayed teeth or poorly fitting dentures? Then tell us about it. Send an email to smile@permodontics.com and you may receive a new smile free. That's right. Permodontics is celebrating summer by giving away a free same-day teeth procedure. To enter, email your information and tell us why you need same-day teeth with a picture or two and you'll receive a complimentary consultation. One lucky person will receive a full workup by the Permodontics team with their same-day teeth procedure. And that's not all. Everyone who schedules a complimentary consultation before Labor Day will be eligible for a special summer savings on their very own same-day teeth procedure. So enjoy summer. Eat what you want. Laugh and smile until your cheeks hurt. Send an email to smile@permodontics.com or call 866-SMILE-AGAIN to schedule your complimentary same-day teeth consultation. That's 866-SMILE-AGAIN. 866-SMILE-AGAIN.
Calling everyone involved in music and worship ministry of your church. Yeah, we mean everyone. KPRZ and Thrivent Financial wants to bless and encourage every worship team and choir at the Worship Leaders Appreciation Luncheon on Thursday, August 14th at the San Diego Hall of Champions. We believe great things will happen when you and your spouse join us at our free appreciation event on August 14th. Reserve your seat at kprz.com. KPRZ and Thrivent Financial Worship Leaders Appreciation Luncheon is sponsored by Azusa Pacific, Southern California Seminary, and the French Gourmet.
Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? Do you have an extra bedroom that's unused? Make your house a home for someone special. California Mentor is passionate about matching adults with special needs with loving families like yours. Bring your heart and your home while earning a generous monthly stipend. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com or call 855-MENTOR-2. That's 855-MENTOR-2. 855-636-8672.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Genesis Recovery and our good friend Tommy Hawthorne. Boy, last week, one of the more powerful moments we've ever had on the show. If you don't know what took place when we had Anton sing his song, you got to go to the podcast. You can either get them on kprz.com or davidspoon.com, and at the top, there's a whole bunch of stuff, and it says podcast. You should go there and listen to the song, and it was really moving. People were crying everywhere. It's just kind of like an outpouring there. It was really cool stuff. That's all about Genesis Recovery San Diego. They're about helping people recover, finding redemption, finding sobriety and redemption in Jesus Christ. They want prayer partners. They need financial partners. Everybody needs financial partners. That's not new. But if you feel led, then be led. But they also want to let you know that if you need help, if you need something by way of recovery, strength, prayer, deliverance, these are the guys you want to talk to. GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com is the website. 619-797-7319. 619-797-7319. Really going to encourage you to lift them up in prayer at a minimum. Lift them up in prayer. All right, I just want to recap with Robo Producer because he got slammed with the phones. This story, because he didn't hear all the different responses.
I heard Facebook, Triceratops, Spielberg.
Yeah, so he took a picture, a satirical picture with a dinosaur prop, and he had a gun. And this is the responses some people gave him. Okay, now this is for real. No, these are for real. These are 6,000 responses that were kind of negative. Here's an example. I don't care who he is. He should not have shot that animal.
That was one. Wait, there's my favorite's coming up. Number two, I'm disappointed in you. I'm not watching any of your movies again. Animal killer. Number three, disgraceful. Number four, no wonder dinosaurs became extinct. Number five, sickos like this kill every last one of them. As soon as they are discovered, he should be in prison. Yeah, I'm just not sure. I don't know. You have to wonder. If it was just like one or two or three people, I'd say it's a joke. There were hundreds and thousands of people that got upset that he took that picture.
People really need to tune into reality.
I think these are the same people that voted for the park bench on the moon. That's what I'm going with. Tell me that is not, of all the stories we've done in 20 months, probably up there with the dumbest.
That's up there with the invisible skyscraper.
I forgot about that one. I completely forgot about that one. Yeah, that's a classic.
The park bench, the invisible skyscraper, and the people that actually think Steven Spielberg killed a dinosaur.
No, the better part. That's the reason they're extinct.
Because Spielberg was alive millions of years ago.
Jurassic Park. They harnessed all the dinosaurs, and then they just wiped them out after the movie so they didn't have to pay them. Come on, where's PETA in this whole thing?
My head hurts.
We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with some special guests, David and Lisa Camacho. I really enjoy talking to them. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.